The action initiatives range from developing land and water trails between the communities of Southeast to restoring wild salmon habitat and boosting hatchery salmon enhancement. They also include simplifying the process for small timber sales for mills on Prince of Wales Island. The U.S. Forest Service's regional forester Beth Pendleton said the government will have a role in the job creation initiatives.
The Forest Service, Rural Development, Farm Services Agency, we all have some programs, everything from short-term loans to grant programs to staff and resources available to help support a number of these initiatives. But the success will really be, I think, driven by the private sector with support of the federal, state, and other partners for all of this work.
Other recommendations for the forest products industry include establishment of congressionally designated timberlands, use of young growth trees for cabin construction, and substituting biomass energy for diesel consumption in Southeast communities. The Forest Products Cluster was not able to reach consensus on three initiatives, including restoring a viable timber industry in the region and creating a 1.5 million acre state forest. Wade Zammit with Sea Alaska Timber Corporation headed up that cluster group and said members were unable to agree on a timber volume needed for those action items.
The consensus was not necessarily reached on what that number is or what that volume is to support that, but there was certainly consensus about what the pillars were that were critical to the industry. And I think that's where we did reach consensus, and then it broke down after trying to find a reasonable number to support that.
Some in the forest industry saw the cluster group effort as having a better chance of success than the Tongass Futures Roundtable, which they recently left. The list of initiatives for the ocean products industry recommends a sea otter management program in the region. It also lists generating more of a shipbuilding and repair workforce, bolstering marine infrastructure, and use of fish waste for fertilizer or fuel. Danny Constantine with the USDA Farm Services Agency saw opportunities with loan programs that could help create jobs in shellfish farming.
Well, I think there were some good areas there where we could work together with the state, as well as with our sister agencies at USDA with rural development, to help support some of the strategies for job creation around the growing mariculture industry.
Among the visitor industry recommendations are increased guide access to national forest land, promotion of multi-community visitor packages, and a tourism course with the University of Alaska Southeast. And in the renewable energy category, initiatives include exploring a connection to the North American power grid, a revolving loan fund for energy projects, and legislation to allow net metering or a credit for renewable energy sold back to utilities from a private source. The government agencies contracted with the Juneau Economic Development Council to complete the report, along with a map of assets in Southeast completed last winter. Both phases of the report cost $235,000. Brian Holst, executive director of the JEDC, said the next step is implementing the recommendations.
This has been very much an industry-focused effort. The work ahead of us is now to take those action initiatives that have been identified and assist these industry-led groups in achieving the change that they believe will strengthen their individual industries. By strengthening these industries, we will strengthen the economy in our region.
The cluster groups had a wide range of participants from industry and interest groups around the region. Shelley Wright is executive director of Southeast Conference, a regional organization of communities and businesses. Wright participated in some of the cluster group meetings and says she's encouraged by the work that was done.
I'm encouraged by the cooperation and the participation of all of the folks that came to the cluster working groups. It was started with apprehension, and I think as things progressed along, it really started to get some new life into it, and I saw some exciting things happening between the folks, and I just think it's a great thing.
Wright says land allocation for economic development remains an issue on the Tongass National Forest. And Lindsay Ketchell is executive director with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. She also participated in some of the group meetings.
You know, my quick review looks like the visitor services makes a lot of sense, and the ocean products you know, a little disappointed in the renewable energy that they're only going to focus in on biomass energy. We did participate in that cluster, and we feel that there's great opportunity for salmon-friendly hydro projects, and that really if you're going to get at some of these rural economies being able to be economically viable, they've got to get off diesel, and they've got to have more viable charges for their electricity to make any kind of economic development happen.
The Departments of Agriculture and Commerce are developing a strategic economic investment plan for funding some of the initiatives. The report is available on both the Forest Service's website for the Alaska region and the Juneau Economic Development Council's website. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.